Y Say, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, clap your hands, O you people. All the nations of the earth, clap your hands, O you people. And shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah! You are welcome to day three. Three is a very, very spiritual number. It's the number of the Trinity. It's the number of resurrection. It's the number of the third person of the Trinity. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word is established. Amen. So it's a special day. More so, we're in a very special season. Daniel said that God controls what? Times and seasons. God is the God of what? Times. Answer me. Times and seasons. That's why there is what? Autumn, what? Winter, summer, spring, you know. In the natural, we have seasons. In the spirit, we have seasons. Amen. Amen. One of the ways we can decode these seasons, you know, is through the feast of God. Amen. Amen. The feast of Passover, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of the ingathering, or the one we call the tabernacles or Sukkot, or the feast of booths. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of you who follow me on social media will see the video I posted of Pastor Boju speaking about this season. And it humbles me every time to see that God will choose us to be able to just, by His mercy, stumble, you know, into these things. And this is a Kairos moment in the spirit. We kept saying that we sense a need to, in fact, I told some people to thank God for the rest of this year. Pastor Paul, you affirm that. Amen. Because as we praise, there is harvest. There is a scripture for that. He says, let the people praise thee, let the people praise thee. Then what the earth shall yield our increase. Psalm 67. Amen. So there's something about this season. I've spoken about it before. In the natural, there are seasons of promotions, bonanzas, you know, of sales. You buy something in this window and it's cheaper, you get more. Hallelujah. Today we are going to experience God's favor. Let's go to Psalm 30 from 1 to the end. Psalm 30, verse 1 to the end. Can you give me a phone to monitor like we normally do? Psalm 30, verse 1 to the end. Why is it not showing on the screen? Let me read from my Bible. Psalm 30. Let me read from mine. I want everyone around the world to read together, because this has everything we're talking about tonight. Let's read. One to go. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Tonight, as we praise and pray and decree, there will be torrents of favor. Morning will be turned to dancing. God will take off sackcloth. Everyone appointed to die will be rescued. Yesterday when I went home and slept, I saw somebody, you know, looking at dead bodies. I mean, not dead bodies, dead people. Dead people, and I knew what that means. And somebody also sent me a message on Instagram, saw him saw himself, you know, about to be put into a pit or a casket or something, and he struggled out of it. So I knew that we have to deal with that. And Psalm 30, which is our text, speaks of those two things, favor and rescue from death. Tonight, God is rescuing someone from death. Another scripture that came to me today was that death and life is where? In the power of the tongue. So you are going to use your mouth when we have to pray. Are you ready to praise God? Before we praise, another scripture. Psalm 33 verse 1. Why are we colorful today? Because we like to demonstrate the word. Faith is demonstrative. And that is the character of hallelujah. Halal is a colorful praise. The Bible says in Revelation 4:1 that there is rainbow round about God's throne. God is God of color. Say, God is God of color. Forget what this, you know, darkness in the world is trying to twist that rainbow. It's not theirs, it's ours. It's God. Say, it's God. It's God. It's God. Hallelujah. One to go. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. And praise is comely. Praise is beautiful upon you. It means beautiful. Amen. Proverbs 16:15, NLT, and then we'll begin. Are you ready? Proverbs 16:15. Want to go? When the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like the king is smiling on you today. Somebody shout hallelujah! We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Say, we bring.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house.
You are Lord. don't confess. Say, you are Lord.
You are Lord. You are Lord. You are King. You are King of Kings. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow.
Viva Conga! If you are not dancing, the cloud is loaded. If you dance, heaven will fall.
Thank you.
mighty God. Awesome God. The prayer of Aaron, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord does what? Make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up the light of his countenance upon you. Say, favor is the spotlight of heaven upon me. For the next 3 minutes, I want you to enter that spotlight with your dance. Turn around and dance. With or without music, just dance. Dance. At the count of three, wherever you are, just give him a prophetic dance. As you dance, the spotlight of heaven say, spotlight of favor say, spotlight of favor is on me. Spotlight of favor is on me. Say, the spotlight of favor is on me. The spotlight of heaven is on me. The spotlight of favor is on me. The spotlight of favor is on me. The spotlight of favor is on me. The spotlight of honor is on me. Oh yeah, dance. For your shame, receive double. The spotlight of heaven is on me. The beauty of heaven is on me. The beauty of heaven is on me. The torrent of favor is on me. Torrent of favor is on me. Torrent of favor is on me. Blessing day for my head, yo. Blessing day for
Aha! Your hands! Face man! Aha!
Tabernacles is called the Feast of Ingathering. Say Ingathering. Say Ingathering. We're going to dance a prophetic dance. When you praise God, the Bible says the earth will yield increase. You are going to demonstrate your harvest. Are you ready? 1, 2. Oh, you. Somebody pack your blessings. Somebody harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. My God. Pack. Your time of favor. Your time of favor. The day of favor. The day of blessing. The time of favor. Harvest time. Email us. Email us. Email us. Harvest time. Lift up your hands and bless us. We call this high praise. Prophetic praise. Lift your hands and thank Him. In the natural, it may look like we're just singing and dancing. But things are happening in the realm of the Spirit. Destinies are being sorted out. There is a tsunami in the realm of the Spirit. There is an earthquake releasing a shaking in foundation. Lift your hands and bless Him. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord,
as we worship
you.
this morning from South Africa, from my friend Sokoto Mambo. He said, "In the race of the lives, be glorified." Magabongwe, Magabongwe, sing Magabongwe.
Thank you.
God is standing down.
Oh, for He, for He is God and God alone.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
my God.
Power,
for He is Lord and for the Lord. love is love. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, worthy. Now the atmosphere is ready to receive your declaration. The atmosphere is set. Are you ready to release some decrees? Go to Deuteronomy 33. We're going to release favor. I have a scripture for you. Deuteronomy 33. Wherever you are, this is the time to speak. The atmosphere is set. The atmosphere is set. My God, it is heavy. His presence is here. Deuteronomy 33:23. You are going to release favor upon your life. He says, and of Naphtali, he said. You know what Naphtali means? It means strife. It means struggle. It means, you know, war, struggling. So if you've been struggling, this is a good time to release favor. He said, oh Naphtali, you may put your name there. He said, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You open your mouth wide and let him fill you. Say, oh Nathaniel Bassi. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi, you are satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. Possess the west, the south, the north and the east. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi, you are satisfied with favor. You are filled and full of the blessing of the Lord. Possess the west and the south and the east. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi, full of favor. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. The favor of God is real. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi. Every shame gives way to favor. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi. You are satisfied with favor. Clap your hands, stamp your feet and pray. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi, satisfied with favor, clothed with favor. Oh, Nathaniel Bassi, satisfied with favor. Jesus, mighty name. Proverbs 16:15. As someone who has known the favor of God, there is no other way to live in this life. And favor is not just for material things. You need favor with God and man. The Bible says that Jesus grew in favor, what? With God and man. Do you know that when you have some revelations, it's the favor of God? It's access. Favor gives access. In the light of the king's countenance is life. In his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Give me the NLT quick. 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 Thank you. Thank you. How much better? Go to 15 now. Daniel, help her. When the king smiles, there is life. His favor refreshes like spring rain. Say, Father, let an overwhelming outpouring of your favor like torrent come on me this season of the feast of tabernacles. Let it come on my land. Let it come on my business. Let it come on my family, on my career, on my work with God, on our nation, Nigeria. Open your mouth and pray. Demonstrate it prophetically. Favor like a torrent. Interestingly, I'm wearing a t-shirt from the Niagara Falls. The Lord led me to the Niagara Falls last month just to look at the force of the fall. Father, let favor like a torrent. Or bet you have an image of a waterfall there. Put it there. Put it there. Favor like torrents come on the body of Christ like never before. Come on our families. Come on our children. Come on the work of our hands. Favor like a torrent. Favor like torrential rain. In Jesus' mighty name. Some people, today, you will see the sign of this favor. Even if we didn't pray for favor, that place in worship that we tapped into has favor already. Now let's pray and cancel them. Every spirit of death. Daniel can do that so she continues so that, you know, I don't know where the thing was hanging. Was he hanging? Okay. Psalm 68 verse 20. Psalm 68 verse 20. Now you're going to pray fervently. Please, our time is a little bit, you know, over, but please, let's just do this, you know. Give us 10 minutes and we're done. This is a special day. This is a special day. Apologies, please. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God the Lord belongs issues from death. That thing is rescues from death. Go to Psalm 30 that we read. Psalm 30. Help me, Psalm 30. Psalm 30. Go to verse 2. Let me see verse 2. Verse 3. Go to verse 3. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. You see the reason why he has kept you alive in verse 4. Go to verse 4. Sing, you see. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks. He has kept you alive that you may praise him. Lift up your right hand. Say the name of Jesus. I declare, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every appointment with untimely death is canceled. Say, my God is the God of salvation, and he rescues us from death. I declare, in my life, in my home and family, he has turned mourning to dancing. He has put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Open your mouth and use your mouth to counsel them. Father, we release life into the earth waves, into the life stream, in this ember month that people say is characterized with evil. For us, for your people, it shall be life and abundant life. Every appointment with them is canceled. There is somebody under the sound of my voice. You will not die in that surgery. If you have to go, you will go and come back. In the name of Jesus, every speaking of death, every speaking of death, every trace of death around our lives, that person who constantly sees dead people, that sign of the spirit of death hovering, we deploy and plead the blood of the New Testament. We have come to the blood of sprinkling, that which speaketh better things than that of Abel. We apply the blood. We release the flood of the blood in the airwaves, in the atmosphere. Let that death pass over. Say death, pass over. Pass over. Pass over. Pass over. Pass over. Pass over. By the blood. Pass over. Pass over. Say, I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Now release life into the airways. Release life. Say, I speak life. I speak life. With long life, he satisfies me and shows me his salvation. With long life, he satisfies me and he shows me his salvation. With long life, he satisfies me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please don't go without hearing the sound of the trumpet. One of the things I prayed was that as the trumpet blows, it will be the voice of God. The trumpet sound is an announcement, is a seal. Once more, you heard what Pastor Poggio said. He said, it's an announcement. So we seal everything we've done today. We close it out. Say, thank you, Jesus. This is the confidence that we have. That when we ask anything according to his will, and in his name, he hears us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there is a very special group of people I need to minister to now. We prayed for you. We cried out for your soul, and you are here. If you know that Jesus is not the Lord of your life, you may have had a good time dancing and singing and, you know, just, you know, enjoying God's presence with us. But you know there's no connection with the Lord. You know that if you die now, you will be eternally lost. Now, this is the good news. God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, then Jesus. He came in the form of a man. He became the body of sin on the cross. That through that death, you and I will be called his righteousness. And all you need to do is believe in your heart that he died and rose again. And you confess with your mouth and you will be saved. What happens is when you pray that prayer, he will make your heart his home. He will come and walk in it and walk. He will live his life through your life. So lift up your hands wherever you are. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to this earth to die for me. Thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me. Wash me in your blood. And write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I declare that my sins are forgiven. And I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am born again. Amen. Congratulations. Let me pray for you. Father, I declare everyone who has said that prayer saved to the uttermost. They are born again. They are brand new in Jesus' mighty name. Now, thank you very much, multimedia. If you look at the screen, you'll find a barcode. A barcode has been put on the screen. Please scan the barcode or click on the link, hallelujahchallengelife.com/newconverts. Click on the link, you'll find the form. Please fill the form. All we want to do is just get in touch with you, help you, send you some materials to help with your new faith, and also have a short Zoom class for you after the challenge to help you stand firm in Christ. Amen. Congratulations. Amen. Now, if you've been blessed by the Hallelujah Challenge, you've heard the testimonies, and by the way, on Monday we'll have Come and See. Come and See is our testimony Instagram live session where we hear live testimonies and encounters from people who have experienced God on this mountain of Hallelujah Challenge. Monday about 6-7 o'clock, so watch out. Alright, now if you say, Pastor Nathaniel, we've been so blessed, we want to give, we want to, you know, just support what you are doing, what the team is doing to be a blessing to this team and to help you,
you know, run this challenge and also be a part of the Hallelujah Festival. Please put up the festival. The festival comes up on the 22nd of October. Now, the festival is like a feast. Remember, we're in the season of the Feast of Tabernacles. All right. So we always end with this, you know, festival-like and feast-like, you know, event. Remember, the God said to Pharaoh, let my people go that they may what? Serve me, that they may worship me. Amen. That's why they left Egypt, so that they will worship him. So we are gathering at Eco Hotel, and my friends are coming. Dulce Oyeko, Tokozo, 16 of them from South Africa, Victoria Renze and her full team, and myself and this crew and Love Song will be there. And other people, my pastor will be there to release a blessing, and other mighty men of God. So it's going to be a huge festival. And this time, it is come dressed like your miracle. I can imagine that sight. It's going to be a glorious halal sight. So come dressed like your miracle. Come dressed. Come with a wedding gown. Yes. Come with your whatever. You know, you're a doctor, whatever. You know, whatever you're trusting God for. Dress like that. It's an action of faith. So if you want to partner with us, give. Scan the barcode. Hallelujah. Challenge. You know, click the link. And, you know, remember we spoke about, you know, in this season, making sacrifice unto the Lord. That's one of the ways. You know, we sacrifice through our life. That's the first way. You sacrifice through your service. You sacrifice through your sound, the fruit of your lips, and also through your substance. So, you know, give as the Lord leads you. No pressure, but I know that, you know, this is a fertile ground, and God will bless you. Now, a little of a sad news. There will be no Hallelujah Challenge today, Friday. Say no Hallelujah Challenge Friday. Now, I belong to the RCCG, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and first Fridays are normally for Holy Ghost service. And I do not run parallel programs. I'm a man under authority. I have to be part of that which, so the church I belong to, they've graciously blessed me to be able to, you know, do the Hallelujah Challenge. So when it's time for corporate event, I shut it down and connect with camp, because that's where I also draw from. I draw from that grace. So please make do to join the Holy Ghost convention. It's also, service. It's going to be amazing. It's always filled with signs and wonders. You know, connect on YouTube. So we won't be having Hallelujah Challenge. That also gives us an opportunity to recoup, you know, to regroup and rest. You know, this is a lot of work, a lot of prayer, a lot of sacrifice. So we will connect with the Holy Ghost service. But on Saturday, we will be back. Amen. Amen. Let's say it again, because some people will send me, they say, you are not live. Say hallelujah. Today, Friday, today, there is no Hallelujah Challenge. What we have is Holy Ghost service. And we are all connecting to that. We resume on Saturday. Please don't send Pastor Nat a DM to come online. If you go online, you're on your own. Amen. Amen. What else am I forgetting? Let's give thanks to our partners. Our partners who have helped us, you know. How many of you have enjoyed the internet connection? Carol Films helps with consultation and all of that. I Fix Networks, they've helped with internet connection. They are our ISP. And then Edley Events by Bentley, he did all this nice design. Interestingly, you know, we didn't even think of it. The Feast of Tabernacles is in gathering, agriculture, and we didn't think of it and see what we've had. So the Holy Spirit leads us. We just stumble on this stuff. God is so merciful. And then we have our legal partners, Simon Coopers. They help us with the legal framework so that we don't get into trouble. Then we have Premium Trust Bank, you know, financial partners. They help us, you know, with our, you know, administration of money and all of that stuff. And then Zenith, and then the Show Gear with all of the equipment. So please, you know, visit them, patronize them, and thank them for us. Amen. I've been blessed. If I were you, if you are going for an interview,
I don't know why this is coming to me. Two things. We cancel accidents. Say, we cancel accidents in the name of Jesus. I saw in the vision yesterday someone who had forgotten their luggage, like travel luggage. Somebody found it and returned it. Whatever that means, whatever was lost is found. Whether a literal luggage or figurative, whatever you've lost, I saw yesterday, because the person was on the phone call, it was found, so they were returning it. What was lost is found. Amen. The Lord will confirm this word in Jesus' mighty name. There's something I'm forgetting. Benga got married. One of us got married recently. He got married, so we'll show you. He's one of our guys, so bless him for us and pray over him. Now let's dance over our stuff before we go, and then we'll blow the trumpet. So we'll dance for 1 minute. Dance for 1 minute. Let's dance. We've danced already. Okay. Father, as we dance over this request, we declare that this request and expectations become testimonies. Jesus, I am dancing around, I am turning around, my Father, my Father, I am turning around, as I dance, every other thing is turning around. Let's just tease you. Jesus, yeah. You are done it again. Jesus, yeah. In your special way, what was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah. Yeah. Jesus, yeah. You have done it again. In your special way, what was impossible, Baba, you made possible. Jesus, one more time, hey, Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah. I was hiding this song from you, but let me tease you. You soon hear that. It's a heavy one. See you on Saturday. Jesus, yeah.